जय राधा माधवा कुंज बिहारी, जय राधा माधवा कुंज बिहारी, जय राधा माधवा जय कुंज बिहारी, जय राधा मान गोपी जनवाला भान, जय गिरिवार धारी, यशोदा नंदन जय ब्रज जन रंजन, यशोदा नंदन यमुना चिरा वनचारी, जय कुंज बिहारी, जय राधा माधवा जय कुंज बिहारी। हरि बोल, जीव जागो। गोपी जनवाला भा जय गिरिवर धारी, गोपी जनवाला भा जय गिरिवर धारी, यशोदा नंदन जय ब्रज जन रंजन, यमुना तीरा वनचारी जय कुंज बिहारी, हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, Hey, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Rio. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Arrivo! Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Bolo, bolo, bolo! Arrivo! Hey! Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Arrivo! Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Goranga, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Radha Gopinath, Radha Gopinath, Radha Gopinath, Jaya Radha Gopinath. Haribo! Nitai Gora Haribo, 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 Gora Haribo. Nitai, Nitai, Nitai Gora Haribo. Haribo, Haribo, Gora Haribo. Jaya, Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Srila Prabhupada.
Jayam Vishnupada Paramahamsa Parivar Jagacharya Ashtatrashta Shishimati Vyaswami Abhayan Charanita Bhaktivedanta Swami Shila Prabhupada Ki Jaya Jayam Vishnupada Paramahamsa Parivar Jagacharya Ashtatrashta Shishimati Vyaswami Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasarita Kuru Prabhupada Maharaja Ki Jaya Ananda Kuri Vaishnavarinda Ki Jaya Grantarat Shimad Bhagavatam Mahapurana Ki Jaya Nidai Gaura Premanande All glories to the assembled devotees All glories to the assembled devotees All glories to the assembled devotees. Jai Shishi Guru Gauranga, Jai Shila Prabhupada Ki Jai.
Hare Krishna. It is my great pleasure and good fortune to introduce the speaker for today. We have this morning His Grace Patri Prabhu. Patri Prabhu originally is from the country of Ukraine. And previously, before coming to ISKCON, he was an officer in the Ukrainian army.
Soviet Union.
Okay, in the army of Soviet Union, before it disintegrated into the different republics. And after that, ever since he has joined his Krishna consciousness, he has shown an utmost obedience to whatever the will of his Guru Maharaj. His Guru Maharaj sent him to Bangladesh to preach. The result was he learned Bangla language. And when he speaks Bangla, you won't imagine that he's from Ukraine if you don't see him. Then his Guru Maharaj told him, go to Allahabad, Prayagraj, you preach there. There everybody was speaking Hindi. So he learnt Hindi. You will hear his Hindi in the course of his class. Even though he'll speak in English, but he gives so many quotations from Hindi. After that, after he had established a very nice temple, built a nice temple in Allahabad and established the Krishna consciousness movement there, his Guru Maharaj told him, now go and preach in Nepal. Now he's preaching in Nepal and he speaks Nepali language. I think he also speaks Chinese. He preaches in China also?
Wahan kao sinji shini ni hao ma.
He speaks in Chinese. So, Patri Prabhu is a very versatile personality and he has a very special ability to influence the highest rungs of government and the administration wherever he goes to preach. Even now he can directly call up the Prime Minister of Nepal and ask him, invite him for some programs of ISKCON in Kathmandu. So we are very blessed and fortunate to have His Grace Patri Prabhu here today this morning to give us his association. Let us welcome Patri Prabhu to Shri Radha Gopinath Temple in our traditional style by loudly chanting three times, Haribo! Haribo! Haribo!
Thank you. Actually, my deepest heartfelt pleasure and honor to be sitting on this very glorious Vyasasan, which definitely we are not qualified to. But he said many languages he speak. Actually, I speak 8,400,000 languages. Some of them I forgot already, you know, because punarapi jananam, punarapi maranam. Some of them I just happen to remember. And please kindly, of course, the best language I speak is dog language. Woo! O Vaishnav Thakur, ami apnar kukur. But I like also many languages in Vrindavan. We're speaking with the birds. Birds, you know? Oh, peacock, you know, peacock. Oh, crow. You know, crow. Sometimes we speak to them and they're becoming angry and attacking me. I said, hey. This is Vrindavan. And Vrindavan, actually, all coward boys, coward girls, they speak in all kind of languages. They can imitate monkeys. They can play with the cows. That's life. No pension, no tension. Yes. And we got that gift from Srila Prabhupada. And we're going to speak about this. How to manifest Vrindavan in our heart, in our environment, in our home, and in the whole world. And without Srimad Bhagavatam, it's not possible. Without Sadhu Sangha, Namakirtan, Bhagavat Shravan, Mathurava, Sri Murti Rashradha Sivan, impossible to revive bhakti, which is dormant in our heart. Krishna bhakti nitya siddha sadhu kabunoi, Shravanadi shuddha chitta koriya udai. It's in our heart already, like fire inside the wood. But some wood is wet. So, however you try to put, Patirna Krishne Paratosvatova, Mitho Vipadyitta Griha Bratanam, Adanta Gobhir Vishatanta Misram, Punas Punas Charvita Charvananam, by assembly, by conviction, by Bhagavatam classes, by education, impossible. Punas Punas, again, they chewing the chew. Why? Because they are wet with sin. Similar like wood, wet with, you know, water cannot catch the fire. Similarly, person who is sinful of this Kali Yuga, he cannot catch the fire of bhakti. Impossible. So what he had to do? He has to come close to devotees and listen very carefully. Shushrushok shradadhanasya vasudeva katharuchihi yat mahat sevaya vipram punya tirthanishevaya. By hearing from devotees, Srimad Bhagavatam, he'll get great punya. And by accumulating this punya, nityam bhagavata sevaya, ishat antakata papam, pap will be finished. Jananam punya karmanam tidvandvam moha nirmukta bhajate mam dridabhrataha. Then the determination to worship Krishna will come and arise in their heart. So that's what we have, this gift of Srila Prabhupada, who wrote this Srimad Bhagavatam, give commentary, direct connection to the spiritual world. And all of us, we have antenna, internet. So let's try. Mataji, they have big antenna, so I hope they downloading much quickly. 6G. We have internet 6G, not 5G. 6G. Six Goswamis. Like that. Alright, so let's read. Today we're going to Read the shloka from first canto, Bhagavatam, 17th chapter, text number 29. Please kindly repeat. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Tam jikham sum abhipritya vihayandri palanchanam tatpadamulam shirasa samagad bhaya vihvala. Mataji, please. Don't hesitate, read. Abhyasam kartum nishchitam asti. Practice makes man perfect. Tam, hem, jigham sum, willing to kill, abhipritya, knowing it well, vihaya, leaving aside, nripalanchanam, the dress of the king, tatpadamulam, at his feet, shirasa, by the head, samagat, fully surrendered, bhayavihvalaha, under the pressure of fearfulness. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. When the personality of Kali understood that the king was willing to kill him, he at once abandoned the dress of a king and, under the pressure of fear, completely surrendered to him, bowing his head. Purport. The royal dress of the personality of Kali is artificial. The royal dress is suitable for a king or kshatriya. But when the lower class man artificially dresses himself as a king, his real identity is disclosed by the challenge of a bona fide kshatriya like Maharaj Parikshit. A real kshatriya never surrenders. He accepts the challenge of his rival kshatriya and he fights either to die or to win. Surrender is unknown to real kshatriya. In the age of Kali, there are so many pretenders dressed and posed like administrators or executive heads, but their real identity is disclosed when they are challenged by real kshatriya. Therefore, when the artificially dressed personality of Kali saw that to fight Maharaj Parikshit was beyond his ability, he bowed down his head like a subordinate and gave up his loyal dress. Omagyana timirandhasya gyananjana shalakaya chakshurmritam yena tasmai shri gurave namaha Narayanam namaskrityam naram chaiva narottamam devim sarasvatim vyasam tato jayumudhirayit nashta prayesho bhadrishu nityam bhagavata sevaya bhagavatuttama shloke bhaktir bhavati naishtiki yam svanubhavam akilam shutisaramekam adhyatmadipamatiti tirshatam tamondham samsarinam karuneya hapurana guhyam tam vyasasunupayami guruhum muninam mukham karuti vachalam palgum langayate girim tatkripatamaham bande shri gurun ninatarini vancha kalpatarubhyascha kripa sindhu vyayevacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha jaya shri krishna chaitanya prabhu nityananda shri advaita gadadhara shivasari gaura bhakta vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So this is very vivid description of Kshatriya and non-Kshatriya. As they say in Hindi, Dud ka dud, pani ka pani. You never know who is who unless person put into the on the test. Like gold. We'll start this class with gold and we'll finish with transcendental gold today. And gold tested by acid. If somebody knows, if you really want to test the gold, you have to put it on the acid. Any other metal will be dissolved. But gold become even more pure, like after very, very heavy storm, Himalayan mountains becoming even more clean and pure. Similarly, strong, pure devotee of the Lord, who has this golden dedication to the Lord, he become even more purified by the provocating situation. He able to tolerate Titikshastra Bharata. And you know why gold, in good sense, very costly metal? Anyone knows? Gold and platinum. Because it has very less resistance power. When you're putting high electricity, very less resistance, it's not getting hot. Like copper, for example. Copper very good for cooking. When you're putting copper on even small fire, immediately it becomes hot. Similarly, like a person, small challenge in life, he immediately manifests qualities of anger, greed, and other fire. Kamagni, Krodagni, Lobagni. Small challenge. It's very nice to be humble in Vaishnavas after Mangalarati. Hare Krishna Prabhu, Vancha Kalpatrubhyascha Kripa. I'm so humble servant of yours. Dasa, dasa, no dasa. And somebody steps on your finger. Immediately people getting manifested their real face. So therefore, gold is very, very costly because can take so much heat, hundreds of volts of electricity, and still it's keeping cool. Similarly, pure devotee, as Prabhupada mentioned, the greatness of the man can be understood by his ability to tolerate provocating situation. But king, there is some limit of tolerance. And real king, Kshatriya, he has qualities. How to know what is real gold? What is artificial gold, you know? First you have to know what is gold, how much it costs, and where we can buy it. Such a simple thing. Many years I was in Allahabad, and during Kumbh Mela, so many people, they coming, millions of people. It was 71 million of people in small place of Ganga, Yamuna, Saraswati. Can you imagine? And people on the side of the road, they putting so much, what do you call it, cheap stuff. 5-10 rupees. 5 rupees, 5 rupees, 5 rupees, 5 rupees, 5 rupees, 5 rupees. And looks like gold, plastic. And some village people coming and small children saying, Mummy, I want this gold, I want gold. Okay, Babu, come. Aja. Take. And buying for 5 rupees this glittering, something glittering. And this baby thinking actually, Vimukta manina. So they thinking they got real thing. But after 1 month, color goes and inside black plastic. Some. It's not real, mummy. You cheated me. Well, what do you want for 5 rupees? Yathamam prapadyante. People in Kali Yuga, they want very smart. Nowadays, Kali Yuga guys, very smart. They want everything high quality, very quickly, and cheap. Ideally free. But it is not working like that. In one company, we saw one advertisement. Cheap, quickly, and best quality. Choose 2. You cannot have all 3. Therefore, Kshatriya is a person who is supposed to make high quality society. Whether it's family or organization or all world. Parikshit Maharaj was like that. And by seeing this falsity in Kali, he immediately took his sword. And Kali was fearful. Bhaya dvitiya biniveshatasya. So he was very fearful. Bhaya. And he surrendered. Interesting. There's so many wonderful points. You can meditate in each and every word of this shloka. You can give one separate class. Guarantee. For example, and when we're speaking about, you know, this fear which Kali experienced, you know, duty of the king, listen very attentively, very interesting point. King, he trying to unite and keep society protected from the thieves and culprits. It may be organization, it may be again family, to protect. Kshatrayate. Trayate means to save, to protect, to cut all these obstacles and to feel people, so people can feel safe, content and protected. That's the business of Kshatriya, not Brahmana. Brahman giving advice, he guiding, but king actually executor, his real hands, protector. And Kshatriya is supposed to protect things. And in Kali Yuga, society falling apart. It's called separatist mentality. Very materialistic mentality. Separatist. To break society, divide and rule. You know, that's Kali Yuga. Hypocrisy, quarrel, fight. New fight. Always fight. Society of materialistic people, always fighting. Look at the society at the moment. And Kshatriyas, they don't have power to unite everyone together. Very important. And that Jiva Goswami explains that people even coming to spiritual organizations because they have this mentality, low mentality. And separatist mentality, he mentioned 3 types of separatist mentality, even in spiritual organization, even during practicing bhakti. You can very much come to the influence of fear. He called it in Bhakti Sandarbha, it's dinadrik, dinabhava and prithak bhava. Dinadrik, it's like person doing devotional service under influence of fear, anger, greed, motivation. Why he surrendered? Kali, he surrendered to the lotus feet. Ha ha, Prabhu, Prabhu. He surrendered to his lotus feet ultimately. But what was his motivation? Fear. Ah, very fear. I surrender when somebody putting machine gun to my head. Okay, I surrender. That's what Kali case. But person who trying to practice something and surrender and doing bhakti out of fear, it's tamoguna, dinadrik. Dinabhava, why you are doing what you are doing? That's the business of Kshatriya, to identify the motivation and to engage person accordingly and place him in appropriate place in society. In passion, people, dinabhava. Desire for power, prestige. I will be recognized. I will give super pooper class. People will clap to me. Achcha lagta hai. Feel good. It's prestige, puja, pratishtha. I want power, control others. That's passion. And people want to create some kind of groups, elite group groups. And then Satoguna also, it's there. Dina bhava, prithag bhava. I am superior than you. I am just, you know, you people somewhere down there. I am chanting shnik shnik hiri hiri brum brum millions of rounds. And you people, I am doing 4, 2, 3, 7, you know, much better circles than you. All these things, niyamagraha, people, they miss the train. Prabhupada said, Krishna consciousness is so simple and easy. Not easy, it's very simple that you can miss it. So sometimes Krishna consciousness is not false humility. Arjuna's humility was in shooting arrows. You know that? He was shooting arrows and even killing people, and that was his humility. You know what's the humility of Kshatriya? He following the order of his guru. Arjuna didn't want to fight, he didn't want to kill. But according to his dharmastha, we discussed this already, he was doing his duty as a Kshatriya. Non-violence, nonsense, non-violence is not the business of Kshatriya. Kshatriya has to put things in order. And Krishna told him, you have to fight. Mamanusmara yuddhacha karishya vachanamtava. Yes, sir. And he was following order of his guru, and to follow the order of guru is humility. Step on the throat of your own false ego. That's humility. You may be doing something else, you don't like to do something, but you have to do what you have to do, and you have to do it. Especially when it comes from the mouth of Krishna or his representative. You see, it's very interesting. We came from Nepal. And in Nepal, is country known as a Gorkha. You know Gorkha? Gorakha. They have this national anthem. They singing, you know, Hatna haina dattilar nani paliko bani huncha. Kahle na jukne sir ubiyeko swabhimani nepali huncha. They never give up. They always keeping head up. And they will always achieve dharma. And amazingly enough, we are always telling in Nepal that in their national anthem, they singing Sayotunga Fulkuhami Yotamala Nepali. We are Nepali like one garland. But there is one thread which uniting garland, right? We are all so different flowers, we are so different, but we united by one thread, which keeping things together. That's Krishna. He says in 7th chapter Bhagavad Gita, 7th shloka, Mattah parataram nanyat kinchit asti dhananjaya, mai sarvamadam protam sutre mani ganayava. That sutra, that God-centered society, keeping society together, daivi varnashrama. And if somebody removing God from the society, he has to be punished. And it has to be done not by Brahmana. It has to be done by Kshatriya. Where are the Kshatriyas? We cannot protect even mother cow. You see the state of society. Women, children, cow, old people, and saintly people. They have to be protected. This is the most vulnerable classes of society now in such a trouble. I will not give you now statistic about prostitution, abortion, killing, old age houses, killing cows, etc., etc. Very pathetic. So society needs Kshatriyas like Parikshit Maharaj. And Kshatriya, you know, and yes, and in Nepal there are some Kshatriyas, still now. Amazingly enough, we just yesterday met with one Kshatriya. I mean, I never saw that such people, honestly speaking, before. They're still alive. I heard about Shivaji Maharaj, Jhansi Ki Rani, Maharana Pratap, Jai Singh. And I saw a person, he was this big, mustache like this. Mustache. And he's so strong. He's a very elderly person. And he's walking for many, many years already barefoot, never putting shoes. And he's a top manager of big, big organizations and nearly 1.5 million people working under him. Can you imagine? And he's such a leader, yet acharati shrestas. Very strong, black belt on a shoe, and he was personal protector of many, many leaders of society, bodyguard. And he's walking, he's not very poor fellow. And he's very respectful to Brahmanas. He's listening to Brahmanas. Once it was a king, I think in Rajasthan, there were 18 kings against one. 18 against one. But when king is smart, when king is very smart, and he listening to the brahmanas, he will be always victorious. He had one king who wanted to capture that fort, but he didn't know how to do that. 18 kings against him. So, but he had one smart brahmana, like Chanakya Pandit, said, Brahmandev, what to do? Said, I'll give you advice, but you have to sacrifice a little bit your opulence, gold. Because no pain, no gain. I said, I am ready. Anything. Because one of the qualities of Kshatriya is generous. Okay, what I should do? You have to make 17 boxes with jewels and diamonds and gold, small boxes, and send 17 people against that king, because that king has 17 allies. And you send them at night to sneak inside that fort, sneak out inside there and just hide there. So he did. He sacrificed gold and diamonds and put in the boxes. The 17 spies, they went with these boxes inside the fort, Kila. And they hide there in the bushes. And the army security, they caught them red-handed. They brought them to the court of the king at night. Said, see, we caught them. Why did you come here? So they were just hiding. They were playing drama, not to tell anything. But then they were beaten a little bit. So they exposed, no, Maharaj, we came, we brought the bribe and the thanks to 17 kings, those who are your allies, for helping us very much. Because they did a very nice job. That king who is now outside your fort is about to attack you. And the 17 kings, they help him so much. So as a thanks, he sent these boxes with jewelry to thank them. What? These things, these 17 people already became gaddar. They betrayed me. And this guy is sending the boxes of gold to them. He became so shocked because he understands that there is plot against me. Out of fear, he ran away. By morning time, the 17 kings became to know that they were, kya usko hindi mein kehte hain, fasad diya usko. They understood that now they have bad name and king will kill them if he'll know. They also ran away. And this king, without single bullet, without any error, he entered the kingdom. That's a real story. Kings like Maharaj, you know, Shivaji Maharaj. So many wonderful stories. King, he's very intelligent. And he has four duties, according to Bhagavatam. Poshanam, he taking care of his praja. Preenanam, he appreciate them. He, you know, generosity gifts, generosity. He gives gifts to everyone. Is upalalanam, you know, lala means bacha, lala. Upalalanam. So he is glorifying people like children, appreciate them. You see? And anusasanam, putting discipline with a sword. He protects people and destroys the ignorance and protects from rascals and establishing discipline. I was giving the other day a seminar, shield and sword of spiritual warrior. Shield and sword of the spiritual leader. What is that shield? We'll just briefly mention this. This is not scope for one class. Shield stands for Shraddha, faith. Shraddha, holy name, intelligence, enthusiasm, love, and discipline. That constitutes the shield. It will protect people. Faith, Shraddha, holy name, intelligence, enthusiasm, love, and discipline. And sword, which Parikshit Maharaj actually is using so expertly. You know what sword could be? Sword means Shastra, knowledge. Chindanti Shastrani. Sharp. O, W, willpower, determination like Kshatriya have. Shastra, willpower, optimism. O, optimism. Relationships. Kings, they had wonderful relationship with Praja. And dust from lotus feet of Brahmanas. Sword. Padarajo Bishekam Niskinchananam Navrinita Yavat. Rahu Ganaitat Tapasana Yati. Nachajaya nirvapana grihadva. It is explained as not by tapasya, not by different austerities, not by money, not by intelligence. Namidhayana bhavanam shrutena. You can never impress God. But padaraja obhishekam, by the dust padaraja of the saintly people. So Parikshit Maharaj was like this. And he sacrificing himself for others, not using people's wealth for himself. Nowadays, just opposite. You see, modern leaders are using tax for their own enjoyment, making big villas and houses. No, perfection of life, as Krishna says in Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, if you want to make your life successful, you have to sacrifice everything for para upakara, for others. Itavan janma safalyam dehinam ehadehishu pranair arthair dhya vacha shriyas acharanam sada. So this is very important. Prana, your energy. Arthai, opulence. Dhya, intelligence, and vacha, your speech for the benefit of others. And what is the greatest benefit? What is the greatest benefit for others? This is, you know, Chandrika Vitaranam. So this is, we have this benediction of this age. This Sanatana Dharma, this is a movement, is nothing but benediction for all society. And king, he has to be selfless. He has many qualities, of course, generosity, selfless. He's sticking to his words. And we have in the history of Sanatana Dharma many, many examples of such kings. And I was thinking to speak many, many wonderful examples. One of them is Harishchandra. We will not tell all the story, how he became victim of the weak brahmanas, those who were fighting among themselves. Fighting. You know the names of the two brahmanas? Vasishtha and Vishwamitra. They were in heavenly planets once upon a time, and that was arati was going on in Swarga. Jai Jagadisha Hari. Dhan sampatti gharme ave jai jagadish. So arati was going on, and Vasishtha Vishwamitra, they had some enmity between each other. And when you know you have some bad relationships, then arati tray was given to somebody, you know, this deepak, ghee lamp, and one looking for another, who will get the ghee lamp first? You know, sometimes after arati you're looking to whom they will give arati first, to Maharaj or to some brahmachari or some senior devotee. Why to him? Why not to me? I am also senior. So this kind of was there. And one got and another one didn't get. Why he got arati first? I am better than him. Aham purvam, aham purvam. And then said, how dare you can be so, you know, arrogant that you took first lamp. I supposed to take first. Such a pity thing. Said, no, you can never become better than me because I have a disciple. His name, Harishchandra. He's so powerful, you can never ever defeat him from his dharma. You know, and then Vishwamitra, he became so angry. I'll promise you, I'll give all my punya bala tapa to you if I'll not be able to drag him down. And all this story goes that he goes to this Harishchandra king with his wife, and making him bewildered, he lost in the forest, hunting, and he became lost in the forest, and Vishwamitra taking form of Brahmana. Very nice, poor jungle Brahmana. And Harishchandra, I meet him, and said, oh, you got lost, I can show you the way, that Brahmana says. What can I do for you, Maharaj? Well, I have to get my son married, can you give me some money? Oh, sure, I will give you money, no problem. Come to me, to my palace, I will give you everything. No problem. Next day, Vishwamitra comes to him. Okay, oh, Brahmandev, come, Kshatriya. What do you want? I want all your kingdom, all your treasury, everything. Without blinking once, take it. Generosity, take everything. He gave everything. Not all. You have to give me gold also. Two specific amount. 2 tolas of gold you have to give. But you don't have anything already, but you still have to give me on the top money, dakshina. Maharaj, maybe you can come after 1 month. No, you have to give me right now. Okay. Then he goes and begging everywhere. Give me some time. So he gets a little bit time, 1 month. Okay, he's going and begging, king begging. around. And finally he sells his wife for one part of that. So he able to pay half. Still half is not paid. I'll curse you, you have to pay. Okay. And then Harishchandra sells himself to Chandala. Okay, can you buy me for amount of gold? And Chandala said, okay, you'll be working in crematorium. I'm buying you. In this way, you know, can you imagine this king end up in crematorium and then this wife also, her son dies, Harishchandra's son. Then she comes to crematorium. They could not recognize each other. They so, you know, changed the body, so initiated. And ultimately Indra comes. It's too much. Indra came and rescue him from the situation. So it's interesting that many, many kings, they dedicated their life. There, of course, how much minutes we have? Okay. So there's many, many wonderful stories. Actually, it's in Vanaparma, in Mahabharata also, there's one story which Markandeya Rishi explains to Yudhishthira Maharaj. He speaks about a king, his name was Ashtaka king. He just did a big sacrifice. Rajasuya, big sacrifice. Vaha, it's like big sacrifice. And then he had three brothers, Pratadhana, Vasumana, and Shibi. So three brothers, same Shibi described in Bhagavatam. So, and then after Yajna, Narada Muni comes. Narada Muni came, attended the arati, and sacrificed Purna Ahuti. And then king, you know, Ashtaka comes and asks him, Maharaj, I know, can you give us advice and guidance, Narayana? Narada Muni asks, yes, what do you want? Can you kindly tell us who will actually fall down first from Swarga down to the planet? Is it any chance for us to fall down? And who will fall down first? Because when Punya finishes, you have to fall down. Who will be the first? And Narada Muni straight away saying, you. Huh? Me? I did sacrifice now. I'm so powerful, you know, how I can fall down now? I did such a sacrifice. Yes, you. First, to cut his false ego. Why? Do you remember once I visited your kingdom and you take me around? You took me around, we were walking and you shown the pastures of cows. So many cows were there. And I ask you, Maharaj Ashtaka, whose cows are these cows? And you said, they are my cows. I give them to the brahmanas. These cows could not be yours. You already give them to the brahmanas. Why are you claiming proprietorship? You are a greedy, proud fellow. For that only, you'll fall down. He was shocked. Then, out of curiosity, he said, Maharaj, and then who will be next? By chance, okay, I accept. Who will be next? Then he said, next one will become actually, he asked them, Pradhana will be here, like your next brother. Really? And what happened to him? This another guy became very surprised. What I have done? So he said, well, listen, actually, once we were traveling together with your chariot and you had four horses. We were traveling with you and all of a sudden on the way, it was one brahmana came to you and said, Maharaj, can you give me donation, one horse? And you immediately said, okay, take it, no problem. We had three horses. And as story goes, always will be four brahmanas. When demigods wants to test you, they'll give you exactly amount of people. Another brahman came, also claimed one horse. And another one you gave, as a generous you were. And then third brahmana, and then fourth brahmana finally came. You had only one horse. He asked, can you give me this horse? You were begging him, please, I urgently had to attend the meeting in my kingdom. Please, can I go there and then I'll send you this horse? No, I want right now. Okay, and he gave that horse also. And then, yes, Pradhana, he said. But then I became like donkey. I put inside and I started to put the chariot. Yes. That's true. But do you remember what you said that time? What? Thanks God that I don't have any more horses. Otherwise I have to give them again and again and again. Because you were lamenting for that. Shudra never laments. And you were, you know, oh really, okay. For that you'll go down. And third one, who will be third? He said, Vasuman will be third one. Still, however great you are, you will fall down. Why? He said, remember you did one big, big sacrifice, yagya. You give so much charity to ISKCON temple and you became proud. You wrote so much golden letters name, I am big, Dhanvir, I give 10 rupees. But because of that wonderful yagya, one Pushpa Viman came. Actually in the Vedas, they explained, if you do yagya, Viman will come to you. And when you completed the yagya, big Viman came, beautiful Viman came. And you were about to sit on that Viman, that time Narada Muni came. Radhika Ramana, Radhika Ramana. Oh, Maharaj, what do you want? Can I have this Viman? BMW? Or Super Viman? You give immediately that Viman to me. And Narada Muni sit down and walk away. Can you imagine nowadays somebody buy a new car, bring to the temple to do puja? Do you have this sometimes? People bringing car to do puja and pujari comes and putting some mantras there and doing puja. And after puja, swaha. Excuse me, can you give this car for the temple? I think nowadays people getting fainted in many cases. They're bringing their Lamborghini or whatever, some Tesla. And sadhu asks, can I have it for preaching? He gave it. Second yagya he did and better Viman came. And again Narada Muni came. Can I have another one for another temple? Another he gave. And third time, again, even better Viman came. And Narada Muni was about to glorify this Viman. And Vasuman said, no need to glorify. I know myself, this is very good Viman. No need. This time I will not give. For that you'll go down. Narada Muni said, and only Shibi, he will stay back in Swarga. He will never fall down. You know that famous Shibi who gave his body everything. Remember that story? When I believe this is a, what's called? Pigeon came, pigeon. And then eagle came. It's my food. But pigeon took shelter. No, I am your praja. Please protect me. And King Shibi put him inside and protected. But then eagle said, but I am also your praja. You have to provide me also. Now king, Nagharka Nagharka, what to do? He has to please everyone as a king. So okay, whatever will be the weight of this pigeon, take part of my body. I will give you myself, but I will not give you praja. I will sacrifice myself, but I will not let praja down. And he was cutting and cutting and cutting his body. And this pigeon became more heavy and heavy and heavy. And he was cutting his body. Then himself, he sit down. Okay, eat me. And as soon as he put himself on that scale, then this pigeon and eagle, they manifested, they became, I believe, Indra and Agni. Demigods, they came to test him. So, Tijapka Pariksha. What I want to say that actually many things we can discuss this, but real Kshatriya, he has this spirit to protect others. And amazingly enough, Srila Prabhupada was that kind of Kshatriya spirit. Once we discussed, Bhaktirasayana Maharaj was sharing once that Prabhupada, he had so many wonderful qualities. He happened to be Kshatriya because he was managing such an international organization. Can you imagine? Sometimes we have trouble with one temple. But he was managing worldwide society. Look how many letters he was writing, telling go there, go here, go Europe, go Japan, go Canada. So many problems he had here in Juhu. Yesterday we discussed about that. He spent so much time fighting these cases. He was a Brahmana. He was writing such a wonderful literature every night. You need to have buddhim yasya balam tasya. To write this kind of literature, you have to be Brahmana. He was Vaishya. He was dealing with so many cases of money and so much money. One businessman came to him and said, Swamiji, abhi bhakti nahi karna, abhi baad mein karna. Jo kal kare to parso, abhi jina barso. Baad mein, abhi nahi, abhi enjoy. Now I have to do money. I have to make, Prabhupada, you want to get money? Come, I'll teach you how to make money. I went to America with 40 rupees and I came back with $400 million. You want to know business? I'll teach you how to do business. Show me any example in the world who went with 40 rupees income, money, cash, and came back to India without spending this money even. And it became multimillionaire, multi-billionaire nowadays, Prabhupada, one of the richest people in the world. And so many people offering him food. Even in American embassy, people not worshipping President of America like this. Like in so many Vaikuntha embassies all over the world, ISKCON temples, they're worshipping to Srila Prabhupada. This is the United Nations of the spiritual world. He was Brahmana, he was Vaishya, he was Shudra. He was not Shudra, but he was doing qualities of Shudra. He was cooking for hippies. In one class he said, in Kali Yuga, everybody, fourth class, Shudras, Kalau Shudra Sambhavam, number four class, useless. Brahmanas, first class, Kshatriyas, second class, Vaishyas, third, and Shudras are fourth class. And in Kali Yuga, everybody Shudras. Then one guy became very irritated and very angry. Hey, we are all Shudras, and who are you sitting up there? Who are you thinking you are? So all Prabhupada disciples became, Prabhupada, very humbly, he folded his hands and said, I'm fifth class. I came to serve Shudras. People were crying. Prabhupada meant that. He didn't just speak nice lectures in white gloves, you know. He meant his lecture, his life was his lecture. He was serving hippies, drug addicts, cooking for them. Swamiji, one more samosa. Yes, yes. Prabhupada, and after so many, long time, everybody eat. Ramji ka chiriya, Ramji ka khet, kup khau chiriya barbar ki pet. Thank you, Swamiji. And they left. And Prabhupada himself was washing, you know, utensils, everything, mountain of utensils. Prabhupada cleaning himself, 70 plus years old man. And after some times only Kirtanananda later said, Swamiji, every evening we are going out, so much mess in the kitchen. Next morning we are coming, clean everything. Who is doing that? Is it you who is doing? Oh yes. Can I help you? And Prabhupada said, oh, thank you. For so long I was waiting. Who will ask me this question? Can we help you? Thank you. Prabhupada didn't push them. He was waiting when this prakashante mahatmanaha, when this thought will cross their brains that we have to help. Because spiritual life starts with a gratitude. Because if you are not grateful, you are great fool. And they didn't have this. They're taking for granted. Consumerism. Taking, taking, getting, getting and forgetting. But God or His representative, give, give and forgive. Srila Prabhupada, last thing which I will mention. Srila Prabhupada was leaving this world and Giriraj Maharaj was asking him. He asked Giriraj Maharaj, he called him. Call Giriraj. He came and then he asked him, after my departure, what will be the most important thing? What will be the most important thing? So Maharaj was saying, book distribution, Prabhupada, because you like the most. Temple construction, Prabhupada, no. This, that, no. Then he was puzzled, then what? And Srila Prabhupada said, intelligence and organization. We have to be very well organized and we have to be smart. Not just black and white. You're reading Bhagavad Gita day and night, I can see black, you can see white. Niyamagraha, black box. No, we have to get out from the box. And very nice, one first canto, fourth chapter, text number 141. Please kindly read as a homework. Very important. What is this personal realization means? We have to digest these scriptures, understand the essence, saragrahi, but we have to package it in such a way can be suitable for the particular audience, time, place and circumstances, without minimizing previous acharyas, without screwing the new meaning and concocting any other meaning, without minimizing previous acharyas, but presenting in such a palatable way so people can accept, even mlechas, even crazy people. So we have to be smart enough to package without changing the essence. That's personal realization. And Srila Prabhupada did it. He packaged Krishna consciousness in a suitable manner all over the world for the mlecha countries. People accepted. And one sample piece sitting here. That's amazing. Why? Because Srila Prabhupada, he was able to serve everyone in different ways. Sometimes chastise like Kshatriya, sometimes being humble. Please forgive me, like that. And to receive this mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Bhakti Dhana, Bhakti Dhana. He said once, when Nityananda and Advaita Acharya were dancing like mad. Actually, he said to Brahman Kurma, Yarede Hatarekaha Krishna Upade, Samara Agyaya, go and preach. But then the next sloka he says, if you do that, Mayara Taranga, Vishaya Mayara Taranga, will never touch you. The ways of Maya will never touch you. You'll be protected. And Pabe Murasanga, you'll get my association personally. But to do that, preach. Everybody knows how to preach. Everybody knows, we have to preach. But we have to do it efficiently and effectively. Anyone knows what is efficient and effective? And Prabhupada writes in 8th canto Bhagavatam, Parispalena parichiyate. By result you can understand who is dutka dutpani kapani. Efficient means to do right things. And effective, to do things right. So Prabhupada did right thing in a right manner. And the result, you can see all over the world. And he was recipient of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy. And last thing which I'll ask you. Any one of you drunk lioness milk here? Intelligence and in organization means, intelligence means brahmanas and organization kshatriyas. We have so many brahmanas nowadays actually in our society. Somewhere in the sky. But we have to come down to the ground where actual things happening here. And cooperation between brahmanas and kshatriyas very, very much required. We need many, many kshatriyas also now to protect dharma. That's a separate topic. We have a big list of facts. So we need cooperation, pritipurvakam, relationships between brahmanas and kshatriyas to establish and protect saintly people of this world. And Prabhupada taught us to do this, and he had big heart. One thing I'll ask all of you, 2 minutes. How many of you in Mumbai drank the milk of lioness? You know lioness, lion? Do you have lion milk here? No? Such a big industrial country, such a big city, Mumbai. You never, anyone of you drunk the milk of lioness? Anyone? Really? I also didn't drink. Because to drink the milk of lioness, you have to have big stomach. You have to have a guts to drink that milk. Because it's like acid. It's very strong. And only lions, cubs, they have that digestion power. You see? Because it's like acid. And you know, sometimes for Ayurvedic purpose, I heard, they're getting this milk, of lioness milk, like a poison of the snake, also used in minute quantities for rasayana. So Rasayana Maharaj also drinking lioness milk, maybe that's why he's Rasayana Maharaj. Yes, to make us tonic for the old people, you know, strong. So lioness milk sometimes used with the permission of government. They, not killing, but sleeping her, milking the lioness. I don't know how to milk the lioness, but to store that milk of lioness, they need golden pot. Because any other pot will be dissolved, destroyed. Like any other metal will be destroyed by acid. Similarly, any other container will be destroyed by the milk of lioness. Similarly, if you want to receive the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, whose name is Singha Chaitanya. Singha Griva, Singha Rupa. His voice like lion, his chest like lion. Singha Rupa, Singha Chaitanya. So his mercy, Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate, Prakrishna Rupina Dayate. He gives this mercy, like waterfall. But are we able to receive it? Do we have that heart as a pot, golden pot, to receive it, to keep it in our heart? Because Kalipet Nabajan Gopala Lelo Apna Kantimala. If you have empty stomach, what can you give to others? Once Srila Mahanidhi Maharaj told me in Radhakunda, once we were walking, he said, Patri Prachar Karo, Tu Prachar. I said, what? Prachar means Bhojan Ka Dakkar. Prachar Bhojan Ka Dakkar. When you eat yourself, Santushti Param Sukhi. And then when you're eating, the burp comes. That's preaching. When you are satisfied and happy, you're not only Yarede Hatarekaha, please come to our temple. It's very nice in temple. People can feel, if we are like in Chopati, glorious temple, you're coming, you're feeling immediately surcharged. Triple A battery charge immediately. Full. Triple A battery means available, attentive, and appreciated. Battery charge in 1 minute. So remember that. That's business of triple A battery of Kshatriya. And fourth battery is A, acceptance. You accept it always. Whatever you are, whoever you are. Such a beautiful environment. Are we able to receive it? Mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We need to have golden heart to keep it. And then we can distribute it. Srila Prabhupada had the golden heart. Big heart. Huge heart. He was so much amrit, and nectar he got from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That's why he was able to go and sprinkle all over the world. One drop happened to fall down on my head also somehow, how? In the form of books, in the form of association. And once I wrote one poem to Srila Prabhupada by which I would like to conclude today's class. It's called Golden Pot. Shall I read the poem? Bhakti resided in your heart like the nectar in the golden pot. You were very kind and smart to spread the love of God. Through angry ocean had to cross. 2 times got heart attack. So personally, Supreme Lord, your pot had to protect. So even single drop of nectar may never outspill. The ocean calm became and still by Lord Shri Krishna's will. By distributing nectar wide, you relieved the earth from the pain. You saved so many fallen souls who were living lives in vain. You helped us, Lord Govinda meet. To you is our tribute. Let planet Earth embrace your feet and offer you salute. Srila Prabhupada ki Grantarat Srimad Bhagavatam Mahapurana ki Itai Gaura Premanande Hari Hari. Thank you very much. Since today is Saturday, I don't know, very sad day. Saturday, Friday. But maybe we can have one question if somebody wants this, if you're feeling welcome. Yes. You have to get training. You have to get training. How to develop the qualities of Kshatriya? First of all, you have to have them originally. And because Krishna says you cannot imitate somebody. You have to do your dharma. Because imitating others is very dangerous. You cannot become something which you are not. You see? Chaturvarnayamaya srishtam guna karma vibhagasaha. We actually have qualities because like a neem tree cannot become mango tree. I mean just, what's a bija? So similarly it's for everyone no need to become kshatriya, no need. Sometimes it's a problem, actually, my dear devotees. Really, I noticed it. I have a little bit of experience in life. We're trying to make everyone super, pooper, brahmanas, snoring in Sanskrit, 10 times bhakti vaibhava. That's very important. But some people, they just don't feel like, they cannot memorize shlokas, cannot. But they can draw, they're so bafadar, they can protect, they can do so many things. Sometimes very, very important to discriminate, and it has to be done from childhood, actually, ideally. Kaumara macharit pragya dharman bhagavatamiha. Some people say wonderful quality of kshatriyas. Some people say wonderful qualities of simple executors, workers. Simple devotees. I know so many, they are wonderful devotees. Much better than some kshatriyas even, and much even some so-called brahmanas. But kshatriya, you have that quality. Guru can understand because you cannot understand yourself by looking at the mirror. Only somebody has to check, you have to surrender to Guru and he will identify your quality. If you qualified, then he will bring that quality up, definitely. Because you can understand, he will put you in, first of all, he will put you in Tejabka Pariksha, in the test. If you fail, you're not Kshatriya. Then why you have to be forced to be in Kshatriya line? You're not. You understand? I used to study martial arts professionally before. And before studying martial arts in army, we have belt. And to study, I was worshipping Bruce Lee, you know. Ooh, там, Джеки Чен, Брус Ли, we were worshipping, literally. Jai Jagadish Hari. And then, but when I joined, I remember first time, I wanted to do jump and all these funny names, Yokoto Bihari, Kibadachi, all these big, big super pooper names. Very fascinating. But when reality came, I had to stand in the posture for hours and hours. And now our sensei used to beat by the stick on our legs. You know how many people, we came 100 people and remained maybe only 10 or 5. Dudka dud pani ka pani. And then slowly, 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 so this is test will be. I'll suggest you can see motivational speech for Kshatriyas. It's an admiral of SEALD. 10 lessons which I learned from getting training in Military Army Academy. SEALD training, 10 lessons by one admiral. Very difficult. Not everybody can make it. But those who can make it, they have to be appreciated, accepted, and trained further. So we need some appreciation, identification, and training. And empowerment. Because when people have experience, they trained, then we have to empower them, not micromanagement. We have to give them freedom, because Kshatriyas, they need freedom to do something. That's very important. So you need to be identified and trained properly. Okay? Thank you. Hare Krishna. No, that's homework. You can see it's out of the scope of Bhagavatam. I'm giving you just suggestion. Hare Krishna. Jai Shri Radha Gopinath Ji Ki Jai. It's 10 lessons. This is one nice speech by one admiral of SEALD. 10 lessons which I learned from my military training. You can get it on the internet. Very nice lessons. Never ever give up. Qualities of Kshatriya. Brahman, he will not be able to do that, but Kshatriyas. But we need cooperation between Brahmanas and Kshatriyas as a team. To hold together is the principle of Kshatriyas, to hold together. And as we say in Nepal, hold means home of love and devotion. Home of love and devotion. Hold. If you want to go fast, you have to go alone. But if you want to go far, we have to go together. We have to hold each other. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.